And good morning, everyone. I hope you all are doing well on this Tuesday morning. This is Aaron Morales, Press Secretary for Senator Martin Heinrich. We're excited to have you all join us today for today's press call as Senator Heinrich and Senator Benray Lujan announced their wild and scenic legislation to protect the Gila River. Just a quick reminder before we get started, go ahead and check your line and make sure it's muted. We'll be recording the call and providing a copy once we conclude. Senators Heinrich and Lujan are going to deliver brief remarks, and then we will open up the line for a quick Q&A portion. Thanks again for joining and muting your lines. And with that, I'd like to introduce U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich.
Thank you, Aaron. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for this exciting announcement. As some of you know, I am honored to be going to Glasgow later this week to attend the International Climate Summit. And that's relevant because some of the clearest and most visible signs of the climate crisis in New Mexico and across the entire West are evident in the rapidly diminishing flows on the Colorado River and its rapidly shrinking reservoirs. In the face of this, the effort we're talking about on this call, the effort to protect one of the few remaining wild and natural stretches of water in the greater Colorado River watershed, could not be more urgent. 100 years ago, the spectacular landscape surrounding the Gila River inspired a young forester named Aldo Leopold to call on the Forest Service to establish America's very first wilderness area. Leopold foresaw that we needed to set aside wilderness areas to protect what he called the last big stretches of wild country. And I know I speak for many in saying how grateful I am for that foresight. As long as I've lived in New Mexico, I have always been drawn to the Gila. That started in my 20s when I took on an AmeriCorps position with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service working on Mexican wolf recovery. And in the years since then, trips to the Gila have given me the time and the space to grow closer to my family and friends and really reflect on what is truly important in life. The Gila Wilderness is still here to inspire us because of visionary people like Leopold who fought to protect it. But we are increasingly recognizing that to truly protect the Gila's wilderness character for generations to come, we shouldn't stop with just the landscape. We need to protect its wild and scenic water, which form the beating heart of this landscape. When you look at our rivers today, particularly in the American West, you'll find that nearly all of them are now shells of their former living selves. Man-made dams, invasive species, irrigation projects, reservoirs, it's hard to really call them living, breathing rivers the way they were a few hundred years ago. To see what has been lost in our rivers after more than a century of development, just look downstream on the Gila River in Arizona. Before it was dammed and developed, long stretches of the Gila in Arizona flowed year-round. Today, after the Gila reaches the Coolidge Dam, the river is almost entirely dewatered as its path winds through the Phoenix metro area, tribal lands, and major irrigation fields. Over the last century, there have been numerous proposals to construct similar dams or large-scale diversion projects to dewater the upper Gila in New Mexico. Thankfully, all of those proposals have failed. That means that we still have some of our few remaining wild and free-flowing segments of river in New Mexico, and really in the entire Southwest. It's long past time to protect these segments as wild and scenic. In the more than 50 years since Congress passed the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, designating some of our most treasured rivers as wild and scenic has supported enhanced water quality, economic development, increased recreation opportunities, and healthy populations of fish and wildlife. That includes New Mexico's Rio Chama, the East Fork of the Jemez, and sections of the Rio Grande and the Pecos. The greater Gila and San Francisco watershed absolutely deserve this level of stewardship. That's why I'm proud to be reintroducing the M.H. Dutch Salmon Greater Gila Wild and Scenic River Act. And I am so pleased that Senator Lujan is joining me in introducing this bill in this Congress. Our legislation will permanently protect the Gila's free-flowing segments, attract more visitors to southwestern New Mexico, and grow our outdoor recreation industry. It will preserve the extraordinary scenic values found along many of these river segments. And it will help us protect vital habitat for unique native species like the Gila trout, the Gila chub, and the common blackhawk, which, ironically, is anything but common. I'm grateful to all of the stakeholders and community leaders in southwestern New Mexico who have provided input over the years to make sure that we got this legislation right. And I am humbled by all of the New Mexicans who have devoted themselves to protecting the Gila for future generations. That includes Ella Jazz Kirk, Michael Mall, and Ella Myers. These three young New Mexicans from Silver City were true champions for the Gila. On May 23, 2014, these three students of Aldo Leopold Charter School died in an absolutely tragic plane accident as they were taking off to conduct aerial research over the Gila. I've met with their mothers who've told me personally how important it was to their children that we protect these stretches of wild and scenic water for future generations. Their passion for the Gila continues to inspire me to this day. Finally, I just want to say a quick word about another lifelong champion for the Gila, who we have named this legislation for. I first met Dutch Salmon when I was an outfitter guide back in the 1990s. A longtime nature writer in Silver City and even longer time fisherman, Dutch was a consistent voice for the Gila River. He was kind, he was respectful to all points of view, but he was always a staunch defender of his favorite fishing hole, as he put it. Dutch helped found the Gila Conservation Coalition. He and the coalition successfully stood up against multiple attempts to dewater the Gila. Dutch wrote that, quote, "Unlike any other river in New Mexico, the Gila is still allowed to pulse, slack, sigh, roar, and rejuvenate itself in ways that we are just beginning to understand. This is the last flow in New Mexico that can teach us what a natural river should look like." Hard to put it much better than that. And I can't think of any better way to honor the memory of these New Mexicans who fought so hard for the Gila than permanent protection of this wild and scenic river. And I am so proud to introduce my colleague who's joining me in this legislation today, Senator Ben Ray Lujan.
Thank you so much, Senator Heinrich, and good afternoon, everyone. It's an honor to be here with you all to talk about the importance of the Gila River and why it must be protected. I again want to join so many New Mexicans by thanking Senator Martin Heinrich, who's been a longtime champion of protecting the Gila River and all that New Mexico has to offer. Now, for me, growing up on a small farm in Nambe, I know firsthand the lessons that you learn working on the land, getting your hands dirty, and developing connections to that very land and water and the wonders of Mother Nature, with incredible sights, scenic views, wildlife. The Gila River is enjoyed by countless New Mexico families and helps bolster our state's economy. The Gila River also serves as a cultural resource for nearby communities, as a critical water source and other traditional uses in our state. For generations, this community has been home to families who have been stewards of the land. With such a unique impact across New Mexico, it's critical that the Gila River is protected and that the federal support needed to combat the threats of the climate crisis. That's why I'm proud to join Senator Martin Heinrich in introducing the Wild and Scenic River Act to protect the Gila River by designating portions of the Gila and its watershed as a national wild and scenic river. Critically, this legislation respects the rights of landowners and water users who already access these resources and permanently protects the river and its role in our state's economy. New Mexico's outdoor economy will be vital in continuing our economic recovery from COVID-19. So it's critical that legislation makes it across the finish line, and I look forward to continuing my work with Senator Heinrich on this issue and working with our Senate colleagues to get this legislation to President Biden's desk. I'll continue fighting for New Mexicans and ensure the Gila River and Mother Nature will be protected for generations to come. And with that, Senator Heinrich, I'll turn it back over to you and look forward to the questions.
Yeah, I think we're both looking forward to answering questions on this important legislation.